Good morning. I'm Pastor Jess Abbott, and today is Friday of the first week in Advent, December 8th, 2023. Our lesson today is from Matthew 22, verses 1 through 14. And again, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatted calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness, in that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I don't know about you, but I think that weddings are wonderful celebrations. They are great blessings. Two families coming together, a celebration of growing up, optimistically celebrating a couple's future, and in Jesus' time, much more. No wonder the king in Jesus' parable is so angered by a lack of response. Weddings were big deals. They were once-in-a-lifetime events of joy. They were an advancement of the kingdom itself. Indeed, there will also be a celebration on that great and glorious day. But this parable takes a turn into darkness and ends where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we are reminded in Advent that the great and glorious day will be wonderful for some, but not for others. However, as usual, Jesus' parables cause us to ask the question, who am I in this story? I hope I'm one of the slaves. And here is where we get some instructions about our discipleship. We are commissioned by the king to do his work in the time leading up to the banquet. Yes, a lot of running around. Yes, a lot of work. Streets are a messy place to be in the first century. But all this work serves the kingdom, and the call and invitation to the world leads to salvation. Even though we are slaves, we are free to serve and free to let the Lord do the judging part. Note that in this parable, the slaves invited both the good and the bad. The rest of what happens was up to the king. So keep getting your feet dirty in the streets of your community. Keep inviting. It is the kingdom work we are commissioned for, to bring others into the household of God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help us to look up from our feet as we run the path as your servants. Pour your Holy Spirit upon our words of good news and invitation this week for the sake of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.